This is Michael Popak with a Legal AF hot take. Should Donald Trump, as the Republican nominee or likely nominee, receive the national security briefing that has gone to every nominee since 1952? Or has he disqualified himself from obtaining that briefing from the Director of National Intelligence to find out about all the threats against the United States, all the analytics at the top secret level? Has he disqualified himself because he's indicted in the Mar-a-Lago case by the special counsel for his flagrant, willful, criminal retention and use of confidential top secret national defense information documents? We never had a situation like that. I start most of my hot takes about Donald Trump saying we've never had a scenario in our entire republic where an ex-president has been indicted and indicted 91 times in four jurisdictions. But now think about this. Every nominee has gotten the national defense briefing. It's a one-time briefing from the Director of National Intelligence, or what was the CIA at the time. Everyone since 1952. Should Joe Biden and the Biden administration and his Director of National Intelligence allow Donald Trump to get this multi-day briefing along with whoever his top aides are? Given what Donald Trump has done, I'm going to outline all that here on this hot take, and I think you know where I'm going with this. Now, let me first tell you what it is and what it isn't. Historically, the candidate who's not yet in office, who's not a president-elect, doesn't get the president's daily briefing. That is a top-secret binder electronic presentation made to the president on a daily basis about threats and threat assessments and intelligence from the intelligence community that's gathered together and provided. Now, infamously, Donald Trump barely read, when he was president of the United States, the daily press briefing or the daily security briefing for the president. He barely read. They had to keep it really short and tight, and they couldn't give him things, apparently, that would be inconsistent with his worldview, which was a lot. But now the question is, what information should he be given? So he would never get the president's daily briefing. He would never get regular updates, weekly, monthly, at all, from now until November 5th, about classified top secret information. But should he get the one-time, multi-day update of threat assessment and analytics and underlying data from the Director of National Intelligence and other members of the intelligence community? How can he? Look what the charges are that are reflected in the indictment in Mar-a-Lago that Donald Trump took with him and left the presidency and went to Mar-a-Lago and Bedminster and his other properties in the possession of hundreds of documents at the highest level, top secret, classified, national defense information, nuclear secrets and codes, information about our allies and our enemies, and that he used it and showed it off to people, book writers, people that entered his orbit, to show off like a child of what, look what I got. Look what I got, meaning the United States of America's, yours and my top secret classified information that keeps us safe. He tried to commercialize it, tried to weaponize it. He tried to use it to get back at generals that he thought were being disloyal to him, to try to discredit them. In order to do that, he showed classified top secret information about Mark Milley related to Iran and other places. He showed war maps. He showed nuclear submarine secrets to an Australian business person. This is all in the hands of Jack Smith and in their prosecution. Remember the indictment. Donald Trump not only took the information with him, he lied to, as alleged, the National Archives, who's the repository for all presidential records and the return of classified information. He lied to his lawyers in order for them to lie to the National Archive. He lied to Evan Corcoran, his main lawyer, who was interfacing with the Department of Justice for the return of these items. He lied to his other lawyers, Jennifer Little. He lied about the location of the documents, the existence of the documents. He suggested that the documents, classified National Defense Information documents, disappear in the hands of his lawyers and not be turned over to the government. This is all as alleged in the indictments. He tried to get the surveillance video erased using his henchmen, who are now his co-conspirators, in Mar-a-Lago. How could we let this person get any national intelligence briefing at all, even though he's the nominee? And so I would suggest to the Biden administration that they break the long chain since 1952 of Truman providing an update to Eisenhower about the war efforts and the bomb and the rest of that, that we put an end to that tradition. There is no law on the books by Congress, certainly not in the Constitution, that requires that the nominee, who's the opponent to the sitting president in this case, get a national intelligence briefing. And he should not. Trump should not, given the fact he does not currently hold a classified a rating. He doesn't have a classified right to look at these things. He doesn't hold that security clearance. And since he doesn't hold that security clearance and would never, under normal circumstances, if he was just an employee of the federal government instead of trying to run for employee badge number one as the president, he would never get classified security clearance. How could he? While he's an indicted co-conspirator for the violation of our highest security laws, Espionage Act, how could he possibly ever get that clearance? As I count down to new fatherhood, the more I find myself wanting to be that much more intentional about the way I live, eat, and take care of my body. Mosh is a company founded by Maria Shriver and her son, Patrick Schwarzenegger, with a simple mission: to create a conversation about brain health through food, education, and research. Maria's father suffered from Alzheimer's, and since then she and Patrick have dedicated themselves to finding ways to help other families dealing with this debilitating disease. Mosh joined forces with the world's top scientists and functional nutritionists to go beyond your average protein bar. With 6 delicious flavors, each Mosh bar has 12 grams of protein and is made with ingredients that support brain health like ashwagandha, lion's mane, collagen, and omega-3s. They also have a line of plant-based protein bars in 3 delicious flavors. But here's the best part to make you feel good. Mosh donates a portion of all proceeds from your order to fund gender-based brain health research through the Women's Alzheimer's Movement. Why gender-based? 2/3 of all Alzheimer patients are women. Mosh is working closely to close the gap between women and men's health research. The Mosh bars are incredibly delicious. My favorite? Cookies and cream crunch. I have a Mosh bar every morning before my workout, and it's the perfect way to kick off my day. If you want to find ways to give back to others and fuel your body and your brain, Mosh bars are the perfect choice for you. Head to moshlife.com/legalaf to save 20% off plus free shipping on your first 6-count trial pack. That's 20% off plus free shipping on your first 6-count trial pack at moshlife.com/legalaf. Thank you, Mosh, for sponsoring this episode. So what are they going to do? They're going to give him a temporary clearance, but make sure that they don't leave any notes behind and they collect all their notes. How can you trust Donald Trump? What's going to happen is that our allies, knowing that Donald Trump is getting this information, may be compelled to lower their assistance to the United States, which would jeopardize American safety and security. The allies worrying that Donald Trump, who has a penchant for disclosing national defense information documents, even about his allies, in order to gain the upper hand, in order to have leverage over them, will just do less for the United States, will provide less shared intelligence, making us less safe, right? We don't want them to do that, but that's a natural reaction to them knowing that their confidential classified national defense information is being shared with a madman, with an indicted criminal, an indicted defendant in the criminal justice system, I guess is the better way to put that, about his mishandling, misuse, and potential espionage violations about intelligence information. If you're our allies in NATO or otherwise, how do you continue to supply unfettered information knowing that there's a leaky bucket in Donald Trump on the other side, making us less safe. It can compromise our safety by having Donald Trump in the loop even one time, which is what I believe this national security briefing would be based on past history, this one-time briefing. Sure, he's not going to get the presidential daily briefing book. Sure, he's not going to get regular updates. But could you imagine this information in the hands of Donald Trump provided to him, the volume of which is so great, sometimes it's multiple days, hours upon hours upon hours, including aides we don't even know who they are. What aides? Others that participated in the Jan 6th insurrection and interfered with the peaceful transfer of power? Who? Jeff Clark? Who's indicted and about to lose his bar license? Who was the acting attorney general for about 4 days while Donald Trump tried to cling to power? He's gonna get a briefing. The people that are over in the MAGA think tank, which I call the shadow government, that are ready to come back and fill all the offices if Donald Trump's presidency is restored, they're gonna get the national intelligence briefing with their track record. Their track record of being traitors, that's permitted. I mean, the end result of this is only a courtesy that's given to a presidential candidate. And I think Joe Biden has no choice here but to deny Donald Trump the national intelligence briefing. They're not going to, who cares? Trump's going to be like, oh, I'm not getting our security is compromised because, I'm not going to get this briefing. It's a one-time briefing. It's not even the briefing that would happen. I'm not talking about if the unlikely happens and Trump were to win. Sure, there'll be a transition required under law that will update all the counterparts in the Biden administration, with all the counterparts in the incoming administration, and get them up to speed about national threat levels so that we don't have to worry about, at least on that point, our national security being jeopardized. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about giving somebody who's accused of committing espionage involving classified documents, giving him a classified security briefing at the highest level. Even when I get the words out, it doesn't pass the straight face test. So I would encourage the Biden administration, who I know are supporters of the Midas Touch Network, not to give the briefing. Look, back in 2016, when Hillary Clinton was supposed to get the briefing, there were plenty of Republican leaders, including Paul Ryan at the time, that argued to the head of the National Intelligence Community, Director of National Intelligence, that Hillary Clinton shouldn't be getting the book. And then others were arguing that even then that Donald Trump shouldn't get the book. But now the landscape has completely changed. Donald Trump, whether he's going to be tried for espionage and obstruction related to classified and National Defense and Classified Information Procedure Act violations in Florida before the November 5th election or not, doesn't matter. It's beside the point. He's been indicted for this very thing. He does not hold a classified security rating that would allow him to look at these documents, and Joe Biden shouldn't allow it. We'll continue to follow what happens. But I wanted to put on your radar this bizarro world possibility of Donald Trump indicted for Espionage Act and obstruction related to his mishandling of classified information, getting classified information over a 3-day period in some sort of national intelligence community briefing as the Republican nominee. These are the things that happen at the intersection of law, politics, and justice. And we got to talk about it. We only do it one place where we don't blow smoke or sunshine, the Midas Touch Network. And on Legal AF, that cheekily named podcast where we sit at that same intersection, the leaders of Legal AF, and we bring you a show, a podcast curated for you with the stories you need to know. Only one place, Legal AF, Midas Touch Network, Wednesday and Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and then on audio podcast platforms of your choice. If you like these kind of hot takes, which we do and I do about every day on these kind of issues, give me a thumbs up, leave a comment. That's how your voice can be heard. That helps with the ratings. It's not like cable news where you just stare at the screen, somehow they count you in the ratings. Here you got to interact with the content, and that lets everybody know that this is the kind of content that you're looking forward to. So until my next hot take, until my next Legal AF, this is Michael Popak reporting.
Hey, Midas Mighty, love this report? Continue the conversation by following us on Instagram at Midas Touch to keep up with the most important news of the day. What are you waiting for? Follow us now.